What's up, everybody?
I'm Sammy.
I'm Riley.
And we are
the Meddling Kids. Y'all ready to meddle some shit?
Hell yeah. There I'm a little bit sad right now, though.
For what?
It's the last episode of October. It came and went. Yeah, it is. It came and went too soon.
And, it went by quick as hell.
I do want to say a quick apology. We try to do an episode every week. As you can probably tell, I still sound a little stuffy. We all got the flu, so if anyone else has two-year-olds, you get sick like every other week.
Every other week.
It doesn't happen some weeks that we can record, so we missed you guys, and we're happy to be back.
Let's just call it a bye week.
It's a bye week.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, though. Halloween crept upon us quick.
I know.
It's like we didn't even have an October this year.
I know, it went by too quick.
Yeah.
You know what? I petitioned, because Christmas basically gets 2 months. It's not fair.
I mean, it technically does.
Because, I'm sorry, Thanksgiving, but no one cares about you until the week of. Like, everyone's decorating for Christmas. Some people put out turkeys. I put out the little pilgrim salt and pepper shakers, but...
Yeah.
It's not... Like, no one's putting turkeys all over their walls.
Yeah, but mostly we just put the lights up early.
Yeah.
I hope Christmas don't go by too fast.
Honestly, I would prefer to have 2 months of Halloween, though.
I prefer 2 months of Christmas.
I like Christmas. I'm not a Scrooge. Like, you know I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I go ham for Christmas, but...
Literally.
Literally. Yes, we're a ham household, not a turkey household.
So what you got for us today?
Yeah, sorry. I totally went on a tangent.
You're good.
So today, in honor of Halloween and spookiness, we're going to talk about haunted houses.
Ooh.
And specifically, Riley and I went to a very well-known haunted house.
Yes.
And we will talk about that a little bit later. But so first, I kind of wanted to talk about the history of haunted houses and, like, how did haunted houses start? So
somebody walked in and got scared like a bitch.
Yes. Pretty much. But no. So haunted houses have been around for a very long time. Some of the earliest versions of haunted houses are actually, some people consider Madame Tussauds Wax Museum to be
really
an early version of haunted houses, because she would make these gruesome depictions of famous beheadings. So
that's how she got started off, by doing that?
I don't know if that's how she got started, but she definitely, like, caused an uproar.
Damn.
So.
Oh, yeah, we gotta go one day. We gotta take it to what we never
went. Well, we've gone to a Madame Tussauds before. They're all over the world now.
True, yeah, you're right.
So this was literally in the 1800s, like early 1800s.
Yeah.
She would create these depictions of decapitated, you know, like French figures like King Louis, Marie Antoinette, people like that. And obviously, if you've ever been to a Madame Tussauds, you know that most of the time they're very accurate.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, it's 1800s England and you walk in and you just see a decapitation in front of you. That's pretty jarring.
Yeah, but I find it hard to believe, like, they didn't go for that, you know, because word had to have gone wrong.
Decapitations and hangings used to be like,
did you get tickets
yeah. You want to go? You want to go together? Let's go get some popcorn.
You can just show up, honestly.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it was like...
Yeah, it was that popular.
It was like the Taylor Swift concert of the 1800s.
But I was weird out at first, but if she's just doing like
Oh, yeah, she wasn't like cutting people's heads.
No, I'm saying, like, for some reason my mind went to like, oh, she heard somebody got decapitated, so she made that figure. But if it's like famous people...
No, it was famous people.
She just rewriting history or re-showing history.
Someone got decapitated. Get him! And so you might be thinking, oh, that happened in the 1800s, so they probably had haunted houses, like, relatively soon after that. But the first traditional haunted house as we know it didn't come about until 1915 in England by a carnival creator, Patrick Collins. So,
well, that makes sense. Carnival?
He created what he called a haunted cottage. And originally it was created for his wife, which is nice. I'd love it if you made a haunted cottage for me, Riley.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Haunt it with cats. So it was steam powered. Mm-hmm. And it actually sounds legit. The article I'm referencing says it was tame by today's standards. But I'm like, this sounds like a legit haunted house. Like, today I feel like every haunted house is just strobe lights and people jumping out at you.
And loud noises.
But this house was a maze of, like, the house itself was a maze.
Yeah.
And the floorboards would rock, air would blast out of the ceiling and the walls, mm-hmm. so you'd get hit with, like, puffs of air, and it would make you feel like, you know, something ghostly. The walls would vibrate, and it was all in pitch black darkness. Can you imagine? Wow. That does not sound tame at all.
No.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, it do.
And imagine, okay, that's the first haunted house ever. So it's not like you're going in with any expectations like now.
Yeah.
People were probably, like, scared delighted, but scared as shit.
I mean, because you're right, because with haunted houses now, you know what you're getting into.
Yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to give a little bit of background for this episode. I don't have too much else on haunted houses, but essentially that is kind of where some of the origins of it started. And if you're new to the pod, hi.
Hello. What's up?
Go back and listen to our episode about the origins of Halloween. That'll give you a lot more context on Halloween as a whole. So I won't, you know, re-discuss a lot of that.
Yeah, we don't need to rehash that.
But talking about the origins of Halloween, some of what I read said that haunted houses became popular in America at the same time that that resurgence of trick-or-treating started.
Okay.
Because they wanted to deter vandals. So they were basically giving them something to occupy their time.
Yeah.
So haunted houses became really popular again.
Thank you, Europe.
Yeah, right? And so we would be remiss if we didn't talk about arguably America's most popular haunted house.
That's right, America. So today, meddlers, we're going to make a stop at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Woo woo! Y'all know what's up.
Yes, sir.
We're going to Halloween Horror Nights.
I've been there myself about 4 or 5 times, I think.
Yeah, Riley's been 5 times.
Maybe six. I can't remember, but it's enough.
I don't think that this will surprise any of our regular listeners, but
what?
I had never gone to Halloween Horror Nights until this year. Riley took me.
I finally dragged her
and there. I didn't even get scared. You guys.
Which was kind of a letdown.
I did good, but yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So, but speaking of Halloween Horror Nights, the event first started in 1991. It was known as Fright Nights that first time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get the Halloween Horror Nights moniker until the second year.
Okay.
But that first time, it was just one haunted house, the Dungeon of Terror. And the event was just such a success that Universal Orlando made it an annual event. And then obviously Universal Hollywood does it. And now it's done pretty much at every theme park. Like SeaWorld has their own version of it. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween.
Busch Gardens
has
Hollow Scream.
You know where I really want to go?
Where you want to go?
Is Knott's Scary Farm. Knott's Berry Farm is a theme park. I think it's only in California. But I have heard so many people talk about how Knott's Scary Farm is really, really, really good. Yeah.
Hey, we'll make that trip one day.
The thing about Halloween Horror Nights and what I noticed as a newbie going, I feel like they kind of rest on their laurels of these big name franchises now.
It never used to be that way, but I get where you're going with that.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is that I've heard that Knott's Scary Farm, they are just like total free for all. Like they just come up with scary concepts.
Yeah. Which is the way it should be.
Instead of relying on like these movie franchises.
They probably got a deal to
Maybe 100% they did. But so a little bit more on the history of Halloween Horror Nights and kind of going back to that when it was original.
Yeah.
Is when I was growing up, I would always see the commercials.
Yeah, and same here.
I loved it when they had, and I wish I had gone when I was a teenager, when they had their original characters who were like the hosts, and they were called like the icons.
Yeah, I know one of them had to do with like a movie theater.
There was the director.
The director.
The most well-known was the clown.
Yeah,
I think his name was Jack. And it was just so much more engaging and interesting. Like,
it was.
Even just those.
They even had their own commercial.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those commercials were like a mini horror movie in themselves.
Yep.
Like, I legitimately still remember the director horror movie where he was like directing the film in the bathtub.
He was rolling the film. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I missed those a lot. I mean, I saw those same commercials growing up. And that's probably why I went when I was old enough to go
myself. Yeah, so you tell us about your experiences. When did you first go?
It was at Brantley. Some coaches, like on the track team or whatever, it was like a school trip at night for high schoolers. So if you paid a certain amount, it was cheaper to go that way anyways.
What year was it? Like 2010?
2011, I think.
Okay.
I think I went twice in that year, but you paid like $45 and whoever paid, they'd take like one or two buses and they'd go drop us off and then you're free to do what the fuck you want, pretty much.
That's so fun.
All you had to do was meet back at the buses. So yeah, I went with a couple of friends.
So they basically gave you a ride there and back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty much what it was. And you just had to be back at the bus at a certain given time.
Yeah.
But that was my first time going. It was lots of fun because those icon characters were still there.
Yeah.
I think at that time.
I mean, definitely. I feel like.
It wasn't. Compared to what we went to this year.
Yeah.
Like the haunted houses were more original with a few icon movie characters. Like my favorite one I think I did was Wolfman when Wolfman came out. That was like a big headliner. And then I think Chucky was one of them.
Yeah.
So they had like a few headliners, but original scary houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we went at that time, it was a lot of people waiting. But when you got up to the houses, it was like, okay, who's in your group? And that group went in the house.
Oh.
And then like they do a pause. So when you're going
that
in the house.
That would have been so much better.
Yeah. We'll get in that in a little bit.
Yeah.
So when you went in the house, it was just you and your friends. And the people had time to actually take their time and scare you.
Mm.
It wasn't as loud, but it was pretty much, it wasn't pitch black, but it was kind of dark with little lighting. And you can just walk through the house and take your time and get scared.
Did you feel like there were less people back then, like
in the houses
in Halloween Horror Nights in general? Like, did you feel like it was as congested, or
it wasn't the lines were congested, but when you're walking, so
it wasn't like a shit ton of people walking through the scare zones.
Let's actually bring up what Sammy's talking about. So when I took Sammy this year, it was pretty much packed.
We went on a weeknight expecting it to not be as busy.
It was fucking
It was
packed.
Like wall-to-wall people. Like, so, it was packed.
To give y'all layout, at Universal, they section off a certain part of the park, like the back of it, I think. And they set up their scare houses. And they have places called scare zones.
And they essentially, like, take over areas of rides. Like, one of them was, like, the waiting line for the Fast and Furious ride. Yeah. And they transitioned that into, like, the waiting area to get into the scare house.
Yeah, so leading up to the scare house, you even have safe zones and scare zones. Back in 2011, scare zones, you had people with chainsaws chasing you.
Yeah.
And different people in, like, creature costumes chasing you. And it was a lot of people trying to scare you. And then when you got to the safe zone, obviously it's called safe zone, they're not allowed to go in, well, they can, but they respected the rules and didn't go there and scare you. So people who needed to calm down and not be scared
could.
And those areas were much more like concessions area, cooling off areas. It wasn't like that this. I didn't feel like it was like that this year. I just felt like they got rid of a lot of scare zones and made a lot of it more safe.
Yeah.
And then to compare the haunted houses from that time and this year. This year, Fast Pass people, they put them, like, directly in the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I remember when I first went a couple times is that they had their own separate line. It was just us a little bit longer as the normal line. But they didn't just throw you in the front of the house. They still had to wait. But they got, like, obviously first dibs. Yeah. So they'll do, like, a fast pass person group and then a normal group.
Yeah.
And then fast pass and normal group.
Yeah, this year it was like
this year,
20 fast pass people go and then they let a couple.
Literally, like, they walk in line, they're at the front door to go in the scare house.
Yeah.
And if a lot of people want to do that house.
They immediately get to go.
It's like, we're just sitting there waiting until all these fast pass people go in.
What discipline? Go ahead.
Sorry. So it was more annoying this year, but to speak on 2011 through 2015, when it was good, in my opinion, you waited, but there was more excitement in the waiting because like the houses were better versus this year, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think this is the problem. It's like, it's good and it's bad with Halloween and horror in general becoming more popular.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to go experience it, but definitely as someone who thought that I thought I would be very afraid. Like, I am by no means a brave person when it comes to horror. I love horror, but I watch scary movies through the fingers in my holes. And like,
and she can't sleep at night.
We watched The Nun how many weeks ago now? Like 5 or 6? It's been a while.
Like 3-4 weeks.
A month. Whatever. It's been almost a month. And I
it came out from,
like, when I have to wake up and go to the bathroom at night, I feel like I'm going to see that bitch when I'm on my way back to bed. Like, I am a scaredy cat, 100%. And the fact that Halloween Horror Nights did not scare me was really disappointing.
I was kind of disappointed with your first experience.
So, but here was my take on it and some of my criticisms of Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, go ahead, babe.
So, I feel like the scare zones were interesting, like the fog and the creatures were cool to look at, but they weren't really scary. The problem is that they relied too heavily on just like every single scare was them jumping at you.
Okay, in their defense, they had a lot more people compared to what you saw this year.
Yeah, I agree.
It was like when you went in the scare zone, it's as if like each person who walked in the scare zone had their own person to scare them.
And that was the problem. There were like, in the scare zones, there were like 4 to 5 people to every character.
And that's the point we're bringing up. It was so packed this year. Yeah, it was just like,
it was insane.
It was just too many people walking through. So it's like, how do you scare?
And for point of reference, I understand this episode is coming out like 5 days before Halloween. Riley and I went at the beginning of October. So it's not like we went this week when it's like Halloween week.
Yeah.
We went early and on a weeknight, and it was still
slam packed. I thought kids were just gonna be in after school clubs or at home to go to school the next day, but it was packed. And I think that's what the issue is. It's becoming more and more popular.
Yeah,
with the headliners of these popular movies too, it's just attracting.
So it's a hard. I feel like they're
doing the best they can, but
I honestly feel like they're attracting too young of a demographic because I feel like they've played down the scariness. And you and I noticed multiple times, and Alyssa pointed out, there were young kids there.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to gear it more towards adults and stop trying to gear it towards younger children. Like,
I mean, I wouldn't say they're gearing it towards younger children because some of the videos they were showing for the Chucky promo were in.
I mean, they were
gruesome. That was pretty damn gory and gruesome.
Knowing what I know now, I would not pay $100 to go to Halloween Horror Nights again. It just wasn't worth it.
No.
I think they could have done better. I'm just going to throw it out there. Imagine how scary it would have been if, like, I understand some of this is just logistics and safety and all of that. But instead of doing things the way that they did, imagine if it was, like, a maze or, like, everybody ends up in one room together and then characters just start, you know, appear or they could have done something other than every house being, okay, walk single file through this house right behind everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, they're just trying to adapt with everything.
Let's be honest. I'm gonna call it what it is. They just want to put as much money in their pockets as possible.
That's true too.
They jacked up ticket prices, and in my opinion, from your description, quality has decreased. Then
and also, if you don't know what the fuck's going on, you're like, Because me and Tommy went to this house, and it was like a fire and ice.
Yeah, it was more theme. Confusing.
And it kind of made me think of Lord of the Rings. And
it was dueling dragons. That's what they called it.
Yeah, and I'm like, the fuck? And it was like these undead creatures coming. And I'm like, okay, bitch, I saw you in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
What now?
It was and basically I was so like a battle like, between fire and ice.
And like we were in the midst of it walking through, and I'm like, okay, bro, what do you want me to do? And then
Gandalf came out at the end. Not actual Gandalf. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I thought that was weird.
So a wizard like, came out at the end and was good like, job. Good job.
We won the war. And I'm like, you're supposed to scare us. But
I know.
Good job. So I don't know. That's another issue. I was just like so confused.
That's what I'm talking about, though.
I'm like, what's going on?
I feel like that house was geared towards a younger demographic.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying, is that they have lessened it to make it more palatable for multiple ages so they can expand the number of people who are attending so they can get more money.
And they have some of the scare zone people dancing.
See? And the scare zones, they could have made a better effort, too, of not having every scare be them jumping at you.
And I feel like people back then, they were a lot better at spotting out who was a scaredy cat.
Can't believe nobody targeted
If you me. Were a scaredy cat, they would follow you from one scare zone into the next, another.
Yeah.
And walk away from you. And just when you think you're safe, they'd keep their eye on you. I don't know how they come back and get your ass.
Yeah.
I've seen them do it to a lot of people.
This year, it definitely felt more like they were just like, ooh.
Just trying to get through this shift. I mean, and that's another thing.
True, they're probably not being paid enough to deal with all this bullshit in the Florida heat. So
yeah, and it was hot that night too.
It was hot as hell.
We were dripping sweat. And the times I went were it was cold. It was freezing cold.
Yeah.
And if you had a hoodie on, it felt good. So it was.
Damn you, global warming.
So I mean, I'm still glad we went together, though, to say we did.
Me too.
And we don't want to discourage anybody from going. I definitely feel like you should go and give it a try.
I'm going to
see for yourself.
I'm going to make a bold statement right now.
And if you're younger, definitely go. I feel like it'll be more fun for the younger audience.
I think if you're a teenager, go with a bunch of group of friends and be ghouly and
yeah,
have fun.
Go enjoy a night out.
I'm going to make an upsetting statement.
What's up?
I had more fun at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party than at Halloween Horror Nights.
That's an opinion. I'll have it.
That was the best way you could have possibly worded that. I love you.
Oh my God. That wasn't an insult. That's just an opinion.
You're allowed to have it. I'm gonna bank that in my mind and say that to someone.
I'm gonna give different attractions or theme parks.
I mean, I wasn't scared at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party either.
No.
But I had a more enjoyable time.
I'm saying, like, after this year, I'm probably done with Horror Nights.
Yeah.
I'm going to venture off to other things like Busch Gardens, go see Hollow Scream.
You know what? Let's,
Or go to, some people, you know how like that, like mom and pop Italian shops?
Yeah.
Some people like have like mom and pop haunted houses.
We should check out a mom and pop haunted house, except not one of those.
I know what you're talking about.
Have y'all seen the haunted houses where they're like, we'll pay you $20,000 if you can last through this haunted house. And they essentially like
torture
you and violate you. And yeah.
That's
not a haunted house.
It's like Manor Crest something.
I can't think of the name, but.
I saw multiple stories. Well, yeah, and he makes you sign a waiver, but
we don't want to give that guy press anyways.
We don't give him press, but I will say that there was a Navy SEAL who was not pressed about anything.
And he was like going to
make
it.
And he was going to make it, but the guy forced him out because he did not want to pay him. And there were multiple people like that.
Yeah.
They were just sitting there not being fazed by anything. And he's like, oh, you look tired. Oh, you look sick. I don't want to be liable for if something happens to you. You got to go. You're done.
Jeez.
So it's like, don't waste your time with those type of places. They're not going to pay you. They don't want to pay you. They don't want you to win.
It just sounds grotesque. So, meddlers, you have to tell us, what is your favorite haunted house? Have you ever gone to Halloween Horror Nights? Do you think it used to be better? Or do you think Riley and I are just too tired dealing with a 2-year-old to fully enjoy it? Give us your opinions on Instagram.
I mean, like I said, I'm not going to discredit them. But I'm going to try something new next year.
I just think that it could have been better. Honestly, just the fact that it didn't scare me.
I was shocked.
Was a big letdown.
I thought we would have to leave because we were scared.
I legitimately My friend Alyssa came with us, and I told her, I'm probably going to cry at some point. So I was, and maybe that's what it was. Maybe I hyped it up too much in my mind, but I was fully prepared to, like, be scared.
Yeah, they tried their best. Didn't happen. Maybe we can go next year.
I want to give them, like, a little sticker that says, at least you tried.
They're going to listen to this and be like, bring your ass back and see what happens.
I know. Halloween Horror Nights. Halloween Horror Nights, as an entity, is listening to this podcast going, we're gonna scare that girl next year.
Well, folks, that's our stop for the night.
If you have any spooky, mysterious, I know we've been talking a lot of spooky because it's Halloween. And
yeah.
It is the season. We're gonna get back into the mysteries this month. So if you have any stories you want to share with us, personal creepy mysterious encounters, you can send them to themeddlingkidspod@gmail.com. We'll drop that email in the show notes. So share your stories, kids.
Share them and I'll read them.
Happy Halloween to everyone. And you don't have to go home.
But you have to get the hell up out of here.
I know, that's right.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.